Blue Pill Arduino SaintLink Programming. Would you like to program your ST microcontrollers with the ST-Link programmer, but are not sure how it's done? Want to get your Blue Pill programmed in the Arduino IDE using ST-Link? Read the rest of the article to find out. Introduction. ST Microelectronics has a unique way of programming and debugging its STM8 and STM32 microcontrollers. They use what is called an ST-Link programmer debugger. The original ST-Link programmer debugger, according to their website, is capable of doing several things listed below. Single Wire Interface Module, SWIM. JTAG Serial Wire Debugging, SWD. Operating temperature from 0 degrees Celsius to 50 degrees Celsius. 1000 MVRMs isolation from PC to target, ST-Link/V2ISOL. However, people were able to get through the high price of this module by creating clones. Although the clones are generic unbranded, they function as intended. ST-Link V2 Generic Module. The ST-Link V2 Generic Module differs from the original version because it has no JTAG interface or capability. Also, it can never support the 1000V isolation PC isolation that the ISOL version has. Of course, durability-wise, the generic unbranded version falls short because of its cheap plastic casing. However, it does its job. ST-Link interfaces. The SWIM interface. The SWIM interface stands for Single Wire Interface Module. It's a true one-wire interface without any clock lines. With this, you'll only need 4 connections from this programmer to your device: VDD, data, GND, and reset. This interface is only used for STM8, 8-bit microcontroller devices. You can do both programming and debugging using this along these lines. The SWD interface. The SWD interface stands for Serial Wire Debug. Looking closely at the lines, you'll both see a clock and a data line. With this, there is a total of 5 or 6 pins, including the reserved pin, that can connect to your microcontroller. Note that SWD is used for STM32 or 32-bit devices. The SWD interface of ST is a derivative of its JTAG counterpart, although the generic unbranded model does not support the JTAG function. Apps used for the ST-Link programmer debugger. You can use the ST-Link programmer to program STM8 devices using ST Visual Develop, STVD IDE, or the ST Visual Programmer, STVP programming interface. For STM32 devices, use the STM32 Cube Programmer or the STM32 Cube IDE. Several other IDEs may be used with the ST-Link hardware functioning as a programmer or a debugger as long as the proper drivers are installed correctly. This includes the Arduino ID. Sample application. Program the Blue Pill with ST-Link on the Arduino ID. The ST-Link programmer can be used with the Arduino IDE as long as you follow the necessary steps. Correspondingly, your Blue Pill can be programmed in the Arduino IDE. You can also program your Blue Pill through UART or USB in bootloader mode. Wire up your Blue Pill with ST-Link. First, connect your Blue Pill to your ST-Link hardware appropriately. Apparently, this should be labeled on both of your hardware. If not, see the images below. You can either power up your Blue Pill using the voltage source coming from the ST-Link device, the voltage source on the header pins, or the USB interface. Use only one type of power source to avoid damaging your device. Next, run the STM32 Cube programmer so that you can properly identify your ST-Link and target board. Make sure you are in ST-Link mode and have SWD as the port. Press Connect to continue. You should see the correct details of your board after this. Then, press Disconnect to allow other programs to connect to it, such as the Arduino IDE. Prepare Arduino IDE to handle your Blue Pill. Open up your Arduino IDE, go to Files, Preferences, and then edit the Additional Board Manager URL to be https://github.com/stm32, duino/board-manager-files/raw/main/package_st-microelectronics_index.json. Then go to Tools, Board Manager to install the board. Search for STM32 and then install it. Choose your board from Tools. Board, Choose STM32Cube Programmer, SWD, as the upload method. Now you can begin to program your blue pill in the Arduino IDE. But first, make sure you choose the upload method to be STM32Cube Programmer, SWD. Write your first blue pill program. Begin writing your first Blink program as below. Then press the upload button to compile and upload on your blue pill. If everything goes well, you should have your first Blinky project programmed on your blue pill using Arduino IDE with ST-Link. For more information and resources such as code snippets, diagrams, videos, images, tables and graphs, head to phippselectronics.com and look up the blog article titled Blue Pill Arduino Saint Link Programming. Phipps Electronics is an Australian online electronics retailer offering thousands of products. Have a browse today at phippselectronics.com.